We will be open beginning March 1st for adults who have been fully vaccinated. So that means that they've got both doses of their vaccine, and that second dose has been at least 2 weeks ago. So, for instance, if you want to come in on Monday, your second dose of your vaccine should have been on or before February 15th.
And how are you checking to ensure that people, in fact, have been vaccinated?
So at check-in, everybody needs to show their vaccination card and a photo ID.
And that vaccination card is the CDC card?
The CDC card, yep. The one that we got at the hospital where they wrote in both of your doses.
You said adult, so does that mean no one under age 16?
Correct. So at this time, because youth aren't able to be vaccinated, we are only open to adults age 16 and older with that vaccination.
What about parents who are like, I want my kids to play in the pool?
Eventually we will get there, but we're not there yet. We're reviewing the information on a daily basis, and as soon as it is determined that it is safe for us to bring our kids back in the building, we will absolutely do that. We're looking at a couple of options for that right now, but this is just our initial opening, and we're going to open in phases as we have throughout this.
What will be the mask policy when inside the building?
Everybody needs to wear masks all the time. And there's only two exceptions to that, and that'll be while swimming and while showering. But we need masks in between those activities. So, for instance, if you're going to swim and sit in the hot tub, you're going to come in, you can take your mask off while you take a shower, put your mask back on to walk out to the pool deck, take your mask off, hop in the pool, have your swim, put your mask back on, hop in the spa, and we do need to require that the mask stay on in the spa. And for anybody that's not actively swimming, but for instance is doing water aerobics, we will ask that they wear their masks during that activity as well.
Will the number of people allowed inside the building be limited?
Yes, we are going for about 40% of our regular capacity right now.
Will there be classes?
We are working on a schedule for group fitness classes right now, and we are hoping to be able to start those probably not Monday, but hopefully toward the end of the week.
Do employees, are they required to be vaccinated?
We can't require our employees to be vaccinated. We are strongly encouraging it, and most of our employees have been vaccinated, but legally we can't require that, which is another reason that masking and social distancing are so important.
And it can't be required because it's only emergency use authorization for those
correct.
Vaccines.
Correct. Yeah, we can't require them as an employer.
People who had a membership prior to the pandemic causing the fitness center to shut down, what's the status of those memberships?
So the day we closed the doors, we put all of the memberships on hold. And under this current use structure, we're only going to reactivate the memberships of the people who come in and want to use the facility. So if you've been vaccinated and you want to use the facility, when you come in, we'll reactivate your membership. If you're not vaccinated yet or you're not personally comfortable using the facility yet, we are not going to reactivate your membership until you come back to us or until all the restrictions go away.
Have any fancy new equipment like air filters been installed?
So we have a really good air filtration system already. That's one of the perks to being a relatively new facility. So we haven't done any new air filtration, but we have added some new equipment to our sanitation. We have electrostatic sprayers that we'll be using to spray down equipment, which also does get some of the droplets that are in the air as well. And we also have UV sanitation lights that will be set up to sanitize the areas in the evening. So during the use of the electrostatic sprayers, we will have to close down areas in order to spray. So I do recommend people check our schedule. We do have a couple of times during the day that certain areas will be closed to use, so that we can get in there and clean.
Stacy, thanks so much.
Thank you, Anna Rose.